What if I told you that there were significant differences in the performance of running a maze between two groups of rats, and that the only difference between those groups is that the rat handlers, who were volunteers, were told that rat group A was the smart group and rat group B was the dumb group? And guess this was the only difference. But group A did remarkably better, just because the handlers, who were just sophomore volunteers, were told that that group was smarter. Can this really be true? Well, I've written about this phenomenon in the past, and it's called the Pygmalion effect, after the Greek myth about the sculptor who fell so much in love with his ivory statue that he kissed it and it became human. This phenomenon is the study of expectations and their impact on those we are assigned to help develop and those who are learning. You might be saying, well, rats and animals is one thing, but does this principle impact humans? And the answer is an emphatic yes. In Dr. Robert Rosenthal's most famous study, shortly after the rat study, he got permission from parents in a single elementary school in California to test this effect. To accomplish this, he first tested all of the children for IQ and then randomly chose 20% of the students, regardless of IQ, and tell the teachers that those students, those 20%, have been found to be what he called intellectual bloomers. That is, they were set to gain a great deal of learning over the next school year. And guess what happened? Students who were called the intellectual bloomers improved their level of achievement much more than the students who had not been given that distinction. After decades of studying this phenomenon, researchers are still a bit perplexed about naming all the variables responsible for this effect, because there are hundreds of factors that change when we believe in someone: our tone, body language, patience level, persistence in encouraging, not letting them give up, smiling, and much more. So what can this mean for us in interviewing, in coaching, in training, in approaching failures? These studies have been duplicated in the workplace and found that leaders' expectations expressed towards a worker can affect the behaviors of the workers in favor of the leader's expectations, and also found that the more a team member is engaged in learning activities, the higher the expectation is elicited from the leader, which in turn leads to more learning behavior of the team member. That leads to the employee participating in more in learning behavior. It leads to more leader-member interaction and will show more mutual trust, respect, and obligation between them. So the question I have for you is, who do you have confidence in?